All right, lovelies, welcome to some extra fat joy. I have 10 questions for Dr. Teresa Melito Connors. All right, Teresa, first question. If your last week or this past week was a chapter of a book, what would it be called?
I don't know. You're making me nervous with these 10 questions. I was fine. The other, we could have talked for days on the other one. No, I'm just kidding. All right. If the last week of my life was a chapter of a book, what would it be called?
Yeah.
Honoring My Rest.
Oof. I love it. Like that 3-hour nap you took. So
I know.
Good.
That was like last week. So that
yeah.
was good.
Perfect. Oh my God. I love it. Honoring My Rest. Ooh, this will be a good one for you. What's one thing that you own that you really should throw out? You're a collector.
I am. Oh gosh. What? Do not ask my husband this question. I did so much getting rid of things over the summer, paying them forward, clothes that no longer fit, things that just like that. I did so much of that because, oh, it was unbelievable. And move that energy around. And I'm trying not to kind of hold on to things that I don't need. But I will say one thing that did pop into my mind that I should probably throw out was I don't have a scale in my house, a scale to weigh myself because we don't need that. But I do have this like old, stupid little like, and it's partially broken. It's like it is a food scale, but I need it like every now and again to like, I can't even think of it. To like weigh a letter and make sure I'm not like over the ounce, but it is technically a food scale. And when I see it, I am reminded of those days, but I don't think it's in like a super negative way, but the thing like barely works. Like the first number is like half, like not even there. Like, I don't know why I have this thing. And then when it comes out, my husband will be like, is that an old food scale? Why do we still have that? And I'm like, because I need to weigh a letter or like something silly. So I don't know, maybe I should get rid of that.
I love that he asked that question though. Like he's like, hang on, do we need this?
We talked about in the episode too, you know, I hid a lot of the really bad behavior, and I also hit it in like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, this is totally fine. Like, don't worry about it. It's totally normal for me to be taking whatever I was taking to help whatever. And he has told me that like is very upsetting that he missed some of those things. And I think he kind of internalizes some of that as like, you know, he feels badly. And like, obviously we've talked about it. And I'm like, you didn't know, like you wouldn't have known, but like he feels like he almost enabled the behavior because he didn't know.
Yeah. You're like, no, I was CIA level spy.
Yeah. I was like, no, like my mom didn't even know. Nobody would have
known. Oh, I used to steal money from my mom's wallet, and I would steal kids' junk food, quote unquote, junk food snacks out of their lunches. So the teachers knew there was like a class thief, but no one could figure out who it was because it was me. I was like, yeah, like, I mean, it's kind of amazing what we can, the behavior that we can hide and really get away with. Like, it's pretty, no, I really get that.
Yeah, but you know what we do? I try not to beat myself up about it, get back into that self-compassion, because we did what we had to do to survive, given our level of consciousness at that time. And, you know, I even think about, you know, what I shared in the full episode about, you know, my dad teaching me how to diet. I don't have a good relationship with my father. I actually don't speak to him, but for very different reasons. But I don't hold that against him for passing that trauma on to me. Like he didn't know better. He didn't know. And, you know, I am able to forgive him for a lot of not great things he did. And abuse he perpetuated, unfortunately, instead of being able to heal himself. But I recognize that he was doing the best he could at his level of consciousness. And does it suck that we don't have a relationship? Of course. And do I wish things were different? Yeah, but I can forgive it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very, I have a number of family members that I'm like that with, and the anger is gone. I was angry for a while. And then I really, kind of hit that point of, everyone's doing the best that they can. And it's not, and someone actually kind of snapped me a little around about it with, like, it's not up to me to educate them or force them to be different than they are. Cause I think I was really holding on to wanting to change people that whole kind of overcaring for my own ego, perhaps. Like, it's really interesting to dive into that. But yeah, I think there's a lot there, and that forgiveness and that acceptance is such a big part of this. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes, holding on to anger is like drinking poison, but expecting the other person to die.
Right? I love that quote so much. Yes.
The mic drop quote.
Oh, yeah. It's so true. What is the most used app on your phone?
Oh, gosh. Probably Instagram, because trying to be a small business owner and an entrepreneur and grow my following, that and probably Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, Amazon's dangerous. Yeah.
Yep. Bezos has a yacht somewhere with my name etched on the side. I don't know. Right. It's small, but it's there.
I love it. Do you have a favorite smell?
Oh, lemon. I love the smell of lemon. Lemon like anything.
Nice. Favorite word?
Including limoncello.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all Italian. Well, predominantly Italian. Yeah. So it's in my blood. What was the next question?
Favorite word?
Ooh, zesty.
Oh, like zesty lemon.
Oh, like zesty lemon, or I like to describe myself as zesty.
Yeah, I like zesty. That's good. I like that better. I know a lot of people describe themselves as spicy, but I actually really like zesty. That has a different vibe to it, doesn't it?
Zesty. Yeah.
Zesty. Yeah. Do you have a
also
least?
Also a great Scrabble word, incidentally, also for fun fact. Or if you play, what was that thing that everybody was hot on? Words with Friends, the app? Zesty got me like a lot of points before. But I liked it anyway. But that is a side note.
I love that. What is your least favorite word?
What I'm going to say is contradictory to what I said in the previous episode. I'm going to tell you my least favorite word is no. But I do like the word no when we're talking about setting boundaries. And it is a complete sentence. It doesn't require further explanation. So I like the word no. But I don't like being told I can't do something. Like something's not formed, like I can't achieve something, or, you know, I had a guidance counselor in high school tell me I went off to performing arts. I told you this past my bedtime, theater arts program, but we were talking about, I wanted to be a National Honor Society, and I had missed it by like a smidge, when they did the first cutoff, whenever that was, junior year or whatever. And I had another opportunity and I went to my guidance counselor and I was like, okay, I want to be a National Honor Society. And he was like, it's just another line on the resume. It's going to be really hard to bump your GPA. I'm like, no, I want it. So figure out, I want you to do the math and tell me what I need to get for grades and what, like I had everything else, the community service, whatever else you had to do. There was a bunch of criteria. It was my GPA was like just a hair missing it. And I think it was like the beginning of junior year. And they were going to recalculate and invite more students the end of junior year. So I made him actually do it out. And he's like, you know, he's trying to be cool. He's like, you know, don't stress out about it. Like, it's fine. Like, if you don't get it, it's just another line on the resume. But I had it in my head. Like, I wanted this. So I did it. Like, I went, I think I had to get like straight A's or whatever, which again, like I did well in school. And I remember going back to him being like, all right, recalculate the GPA. And he was like, well, all right. Blah, blah. And then he did it. And he was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you made the cutoff. I was like, okay, thank you, bye. I remember that though. I was like, don't tell me no. Don't tell me I can't do something. I just identified that I want this. So I'm going to make it happen with or without you.
Yes. Yep. That's a very different kind of no than what you were talking about with boundaries. Yeah, absolutely. Teresa, what scares you?
Oh gosh, I don't know. A lot of things, like the normal things. I don't know. I think they're normal. some things in society kind of scare me right now. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, we'll go with that. I'm scared for humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. What would you tell your younger self?
You can do anything you want. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't take no for an answer.
Love it. What's one of your big dreams?
Let's see. I want to, well, like professionally, personally, both, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I want to continue to be happy. I want to grow the self-care cabaret to the point where it is a fully sustaining business, a full-time business on its own that I can work for, and also employ my husband and my mom to work for me. My mom does some of my art designs. If folks see on my website, there's these adorable little drawings of the jock, which is me. My mom does those, and my husband actually produces my podcast, but they're volunteers at the moment. They're working on their spiritual domain by volunteering for the cabaret. But I would love to get to the point where it is a big enough business to support not only myself comfortably, but to continue to grow and to help people. Like, that's really the ultimate takeaway. So that's my biggest dream. That's what we're working, chipping away at every day.
Oh, so good. All right. Let's all send some energy to that. So good. And final question, Teresa, if you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway where tens of thousands would see it every day, what would you put on that billboard?
Self-care comes first.
Yeah, self-care comes first. Beautiful.
Or maybe we'd put self-care is a rebellion or is a resistance.
Yeah, right?
Or maybe to get attention, self-care is sexy. How about that? Maybe that would get more attention.
Self-care is sexy.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one a little more. But maybe something related to self-care. In really teaching people, driving that point home, how important it is. And when you show up for yourself, you're able to show up for others better.
Yeah, absolutely. Ah, brilliant. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you. This was so fun.
Yeah, yay.